Bava Mitzvos, Chaf Kislev Heitav Shin Mem Beis, December 16, 1981,
on Wednesday. According to the Rashba now, the Gemara has an abaye, whether we damn the Torah, the Osea, or if you will allow a tatsmi, the Torah, the Shom. And what's the maskon of the Gemara? The maskon of the Gemara is, first of all, we need to allow a tatsmi, the Torah. So the Gemara says, we need to allow, but we don't have to resort to it in Torah. We certainly pass in that Bilas mitzvah b'tchil is muta. So that means that the maskon of the Gemara is that we have a satsne, not the damaton. So the maskon of the Gemara is, that we have a satsne, but the shayla is, what was the bayah? So according to the Rashba, you could say, the bayah of the Gemara is not what is kavonis. That wouldn't make sense, what is kavonis. Let's just skip. Ruben might have one kavonis, Shimon might have another kavonis. I mean, what has one to do with the other? But the kavone, we could say, according to Rashba, so the Gemara has reference to the case where he is mischaven, lazy down. The case where he told us, yes, the Shire, and he told the Pesach that he is going to be mischaven, to be lazy down, in order to, he shouldn't be melachah himself in the future, or in order to be convinced that he is a psure. So, and he tells us that that is going to be his covenant. So then the shining is it muta or it's not muta? Now, he has that covenant. Raise it up. Is that his only covenant? It's not a covenant. He certainly has a covenant on the satsme. And suppose he married an almona. So he wouldn't have that motive of raise it up. He still would be there. So it's manish analogous to the case of the Raja. He has two covenants. So even if he has the kavona of nida, because he wants to come convince himself that he is a psula, but he certainly has the kavona of manas atzme, and that is the primary kavona. As a matter of fact, I'm not saying that it is like that. I don't think it is like that. But someone could say that in this case, even the Ram would agree with the Rashba. The Ram is chelik al Rashba. He could say, I'm not, it is not like that. But one could say that the Ram is chilik and the Rashba, because the Rashba's chilish is even more than this case. Because in the case of the Rashba, so each kavone is a primary kavone. He would do it one without the other, you see. You could say that in the case of the Rashba. In other words, he's interested in the preeminence, you see. At least you could explain the Rashba that way. He's interested in closing in tragedy, but he's also interested in protecting the house. And we could say that the Rashba has reference to a case, I don't know, but it's possible. It's not so sure that the Rashba has reference to a case where that person would tragedy anyway. Even if he hadn't been interested in protecting it against Kanon. In other words, suppose it's a city where everybody is honest, knows Kanon. He still would close the house in order to judge it. But it's not a city where everybody is honest, they are Kanon. So even if it did not appear on the arena, he would also close the house in order to protect Kanon. Mashiach in this case, so we could say that the Rashba's reference to a case where each kavone is a primary kavone. Each kavone is a primary kavone. But this case, so the kavone of Lanai Satsmei, that's the primary kavone. The kavone of Leitzidam is only secondary. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't make the bile if not for the motive of Lanai Satsmei. But since he decided to make the bile, because of the motive of Lano Esatzme, some Mele, he has another kavod. But that's his secondary kavod. So he could even say that even the Ram is chelik al Rashba, he is only chelik al Rashba in the case where there is, where each kavod is a primary kavod. But in the case where one kavod, where the kavod lehetera is the primary kavod, and the kavone of the mice himself is a secondary kavone, If not for the motive of the heifer, he wouldn't have done this act. He wouldn't have done this act. So maybe the Ran would also be naked, but it's not the Stavar, the Arias from the Ran. The Ran would be healed in that case. But this case is not as striking a chiddush as the case of the Rashi. So certainly, according to the Rashi, so we can explain to Gemara that when Gemara asks the Kashi, a Shaila, whether we done it or not, or Osat Mitzor, so it's not a Shaila, it's yes. What is Kavanah? What's a skin? Not the Gemara. How can Gemara give the answer for everybody in the world? Atzikladeus. What is Kavanah? So, the Gemara has reference to the case, according to Rashi, you would say, where he was asked, what is your Kavanah? So, he says, my Kavanah is also later on. He wants to convince himself. So then, the challenge is, whether our Pidin is considered like Lano Asat's main sorry, because of the Rashi Shikhe. Because it's lawyer Chamon Kamehavan, so the male is not in Lachas Machelis. So our Pidin is considered Lano Asat's main sorry. Especially here it's more reasonable to apply the Aloche of Lachas Machelis, because it's only of secondary importance in his motivation. He would not be made Sidan if not for the motivation of Lano Asat. But it's only Agabur. The second Kabbalah of Lehitzidam is only incidental. It's only Agabur. It's only Agabur. It's possible. I mean, that will make the Rashbo more reasonable. That the Rashbo himself only says it in case, even though the language of the Rashbo, the language of the Rashbo is so broad that, but it's possible to limit the Rashbo's meaning to a case where the person would not close the door, would not climb the house, just for trapping the tree, even if it had been in Israel. But since he has to close the door anyway, so he decides to trap the tree too. It's possible to apply the Rashbo to such a case. I'm not too sure, the notion of the Rashbo is much more, that he has reference even to a case where each one is a primary motivation. Each one. But here, it's not that much. Here, so the motivation of Lasna Satsuma is a primary motivation. And even without the doubt, he would do it. Suppose he knew that she was not absorbed. He still would do it. So the motivation of Lana Satsmay is the primary motivation. But the motivation of Nidam, that's his secondary motivation. And the only reason is why is Mishavit, because he's doing that act anyway, so maybe Mishavit. Kinesh Mislachay to convince himself that he is in Sumo, but it's only his secondary motivation. So maybe that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila in Gemara. The Gemara is reference to the case where he tells us that he's going to have both kavanas, Lano Satsmei and Redan. So, do we say that our Pidin is considered only Mishav Lano Satsmei? Or, no, it's considered Redan also. And what is Yitim Tzorim Lano Satsmei? And we pass it. That Bilas Mitzvah B'tchilo is Mutter. So that's the Mokeya for the Rashi's Zik. The Rashi doesn't mention it more explicit, he mentions Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi is more explicit. Is more explicit. But that might have been one of the Mekeyas of the Rashi's Zik. Of the Rashi's Zik. But, so I said, I mean, we still have to modify it. Because if that is the Pshat in the Gemara, so then it has nothing to do. The Rashba's din is not based upon the general din of the Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean?
I
don't
know.
The Rashba's din has nothing to do with the general din of the Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba's din is based upon Lechet Lachet. So, how can we explain this Gemara according to the Rashba? That when the Gemara is reference to the case, Gemara has reference to the case where he tells us that he's going to be mischavel lidam. But still, the Gemara says, in Lama Satz Mitzvah, that Al Kedin, it's considered any mischavel in his muta, because it's not like his macheles, so it's on the base, the Rashba's being on the base upon the concept of like his macheles, not upon the general being of the Rosh Mitzvah. Because the Gemara in Pesachim says that Al Kedin of Shimeh, the way said the Rosh Mitzvah is muta, Al Kedin of Shimeh, the Nabai of Yehove, that Roy Efshar become a Chavi in certain laws. So, the Rashba must be explained on the basis of the Lechas Machshavis concept. So, how does Gemara say after that? Vinut him so eima, when you're satsi, so he, vidam you may record, say, halocha kirabin, halocha kirabin. What does it do? If we explain the Gemara, the Gemara has reference to the case where he does not have kabon el so then, it has to do with the Machlekes of the Kinnah. But if we apply the Gemara's Abayi to the case where he tells us that he is going to have the incidental Kavone of Damos as incidental, as his secondary motivation. So then, and we say Lama Sachs Mitzorich, because it's Loi Efsher Mekom Echavim, so by Shabbos it's not Mach Mashemes. So if now you can do it, you should be Mutter. You should be Mutter just as much as it is Mutter according to Rapshinen. And here the Gemara distinguishes, right after that, the Gemara says, we need to train our Lama Sachs Mitzorich, we done the Mele Korsi, Haloche Kirab Yudeh, Oy Haloche Kirab Shinen. Haloche Kirab Shinen. So we have to explain the Gemara. The Gemara really, of course, that's impossible to say that the Gemara's Abayi means what is Kavanis. What is Kavanis? We have to ask him. Not the Gemara. But the contrary. The Gemara's Abayi, the Gemara has reference to the case, the Gemara has reference to the case where, the Gemara has reference to the case where he tells us that he's not mischavim with just a gamro. He's not mischavim with just a gamro. But if he's not mischavim, so then certainly midraise, it will not be lachas machsheves. Midraise, it will not be lachas machsheves, according to everybody. But if we say, let's say, if in the case where thank you. All right. So in other words, the Gemara has reference to the case where he tells us that he's not going to be Chavim. We trust that. Now, so, but in the case where he tells us he's going to be Chavim and Rasadam, we trust that, then it is definitely us. Why? Because the Rabbi should be good there. Even if he tells us he is Chavim, we trust that, the answer is, why according to Rajbo is important? Because it's nothing like a Pachet. And that we see that whenever a certain Loche is put out because of it, it's nothing like a Pachet, so the Rabbi is also. The best crying is, the Loche is having a little rebuke. So rebuke, according to most Rishen in the deal said that we have in the moral unit upon Dawah, that may be rebuke, the Loche is having a put out. But what's our ideas? So in other words, so if something is mutia on the basis of a general principle of the Rosh Hashanah, then we need a rabbi it's mutia. That's why it's mutia to walk on dress and Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yehuda, it's also a rabbi to walk on dress and Shabbos. Why? Because as far in Korat and Kuba, according to Rav Yehuda, so the Rosh Hashanah is also a rabbi to say it's high. But by Shabbos it's mutia because it's not a rabbi to say it's high. So since it's only part of a Shabbos, because it's not like Mashiach, so with Rabboni it is also. So maybe here too, Moya Shabbi Ukomechavim would be put there a little bit cooler because of like Mashiach. So it's like Doroshim is Chavim, a little bit of Yude. So it's part of a Shabbos, but with Rabboni it is also. So here it is also. So maybe the Gemara couldn't say that in the case where he tells us, where he tells us that he's going to be mishaving with Tzoras Adam, that it should be Mutia. Because through, even according to Rajbo, it will still be Osam Rabon. Like every other Meloche that is not in Lachas Macheres, is Osam Rabon. But the Mones, Abaye has reference to the case where he tells us he's not going to death Kabbalah. He's not going to death Kabbalah. So then, if we say that in the case where he has Kabbalah, it would be in the Loche that I'd say, that's really the Abaye. The Shailah of the Din of the Rajbo is really the Abaye of the Gemara. And the Gemara was patient by saying the Din of the Rajbo, and the Satsmi, sorry, like the Din of the Rajbo. But that's the Shailah. The Shailah in the Gemara is whether the Rai say it is in the Lachas Machsheles. When he is Mishave, we trust that. So if we say that in the case where he is mishaving, we trust that. Then he doesn't know how to raise it. So maybe it will be also in the Rabbonon, even if he tells us he's not going to be mishaving. Why? For the same reason that the Ramban says, Melochashim, according to Rav Shimon, Melochashim etzricha l'gufo. Melochashim etzricha l'gufo. So it's potter. So, but with Rabbonon it's also. Still, from the Gemara it appears in Perek HaMatzriah that one is not allowed to take out a mess from the Rishus Rabbi mitzvah kol lapis. So the Ramban is the kashe. Why shouldn't it be mutia, according to Rav Shimon, to be made to carry a mess in the Rishus Rabbi? The Rishus Rabbi on Shabbos mitzvah kol lapis. If the mess is in Kavaris, then we're allowed to take him away because it's not the kavod achayim, it's not the kavod amazing for a mess to be mutal in the street. So even if he's mutal in Shusharabi, they come to Rav Shimon. Hamitzi is a mess in Kibrei. He's Melochashim in Tzvon Dukrei. So it should be mutia. Mitzat Kovod Abriyes, so the Ramban says that even though Kovod Abriyes is Deche, every Yisrael Rabban, but there is one exception. And that's Melochashim in Tzvon Dukrei. Why? Because even though Melochashim in Tzvon Dukrei, living with Rav Shimon, in certain situations, is only Osam Rabban, but in other situations, so it would be a Melochah D'raisa. So the Melech, if since in other situations it might be a Melochah D'raisa, so the Chachamim were machmir, not to be matir of death is a Rabbonon, even in Melochah D'raisa. So we see that, so the Melech, in the case where something is not also D'raisa, because it's not in Melochah Machsheves, but if it's likely to be in a different situation, where it will be Melochah D'raisa, so then it's also the Rabbonon. Even though it's not the Melochah D'raisa. In the same way as Melochashim Tzricha L'gufo is also the Rabbonon. And even Kavod Abriyes is not there. So the Melech, if the Halacha means that in the case where the person tells us, I am going to have kavone, return Adam as well, open the book, the kavone of one is absent. I'm going to have the kavone of return Adam. So then we have to tell him, if the halacha had been that in such a case it would involve the nisa deraisa and halacha deraisa, so then the halacha would be that even if he tells us he decided not to have kavone of mitzvah adam, just by the sacks made, it should still be also kavone. Because then it would be, because he might be tempted to have the kavone, not the kavone. And then the day the halacha deraisa. So Mimele, if I'm the Reiseler, in the case where he has both Kabbalahs, it's in Loch the Reiseler, I'm the Reiseler, so then I'm the Rabbonah, it should be also, even if he tells us that he's not going to be the Chavim in Tzazadam, but only exclusively on the Satsang, because he might be tempted, if we allow him to be Beira with the Kabbalah, of Vanessa Satsme exclusively, so he might be tempted and decide later on to have that Kabbalah at all. So maybe it doesn't matter. But if we are going to assume that even in the case where he has both Kabbalahs, it still will not constitute the Melacha Deraisa because of the Lachma, it's not the Lachma Shemes. So we still have to ask him in the Rabbanon, like every other Melacha that is not the Lachma Shemes. So it's also the Rabbanon. But then we would be able to tell him, if you are going to be Mechavim exclusively, Lanos Atzme, they are. So the Melech, the Abaye of Bimore has reference to the case. The Abaye of Bimore has reference to the case where he tells us he's going to have the exclusive kavone of Rabbanon Satz. But the Shire, so the Shire is easy with the Rabbanon or not. So of course with the Raisi he's certainly allowed, there's no doubt. With the Raisi he's the calling for a beauty allowed. Because Dov Hashem is Chavet, but Chavet is water. So, but the Shire is with Rabbanon whether he's allowed. So what is the Shire, what does the Shire depend upon? The Shire depends upon the Shire and the Raisi. Suppose he would have both Kabbalahs. So even if we say that in the event he'll have both Kabbalahs, so then he'll be doing in Loch Adraise, so maybe our psak for him has to be, even if he had the exclusive Kabbalah for our Satsme, it's still us. But if we will assume that in the event he'll have both Kabbalahs, it will still not be in Loch Adraise, because it's not in Lech Macheles. So then we can tell him, if you have both Kabbalahs, then you're not allowed to be Rabbanon. But if you have the exclusive kavone of Amazat, then it's Buddha, because it's not Chayat to begin here. Because it's not Chayat to begin, it would be Exeira or Exeira in such a case. So the Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where the Gemara's Abaye is not whether Midraisi is Buddha or Midraisi is Osa. The Gemara's Abaye is whether it's Buddha or Chatrile. He has to say Chayat, whether it's Buddha or Chatrile to be the Lord of Osa. So the Abaye of the Gemara is reference to the case where he tells us he decided to have the exclusive kavanah of Asatzmai. He will not have both kavanahs. So then the Shaila is, what would it be in the Raisa level in the case where he would have both kavanahs? So if on the Raisa level, in the case where he would have both kavanahs, it would be in Loch Gorsam of the Raisa, so then the Rabbon would be Osea, even if he has only the kavanah of Asatzmai. But if on the Raisa level, in the case where he has both kavanahs, it will not be Osam the Raisa, it will be only Osam the Rabbon. So in the case where he tells us he's going to have only the kavanah of Asatzmai, he should be with Osam. So that's the Bible Gemara. Gemara says, in the Tzoy Vadam Chadvoremer, but Rudam Utsovich, so Rudam Utsovich, that out of him. So it's considered for Dan and the Raisa level. So the Mele, even if he has both Kabbalahs, so the Mele in the case where he has the Kabbalah just like the Satsme, it's Muta to the Beel, or if you more in the case where he has both Kabbalah, so Lana Satsme it's all. Lana Satsme it's all. So that means it will still not be Melech Macheles. But of course, with Rabbanon Chatzchil to be also, like every other Melech that is not Melech Macheles, that is also Rabbanon. So, Subliminally, where he's told not to have the boat upon the sea shore. So then Gemara says, "We in Zalina, Lano is actually in Zor. We damn miracles, some miracles, how long it can do that? And it still was that for him to be bailed to us mitzvah, even though he tells us he's going to have the kapone only of Hanoes Atzmei, or Yaloch Etrav Shimei. So in the case where he tells us he's going to have the kapone only of Hanoes Atzmei, so that he's with that, because it's not Shaiach to the days here. Maybe the last moment he'll decide to have both kapones, because even if he'll be tempted at the last moment to have both kapones, he will still not be going to go to Atzmei, because it will still not be going to go to Atzmei. That's the job. Okay. I mean, the question is, how will we explain the Gemara according to Rashi? So that will be a good kind of thing. All right.
Thank you.
Lamed Zion in Ksuvos, Vav Teves Heitov Shin Mem Beis, January 1st, 1982, on Friday.
So we raise the question, how can there be a buying anymore when a person is mishaving down or mishaving as atme? One person might be mishaving only on as atme, and another person might also be mishaving only down. So how can there be a buying? It all depends on the specific situation. Okay. So then I mentioned the machloket between the right and the wrong, in case of the person who closes the door of the house in which there is a tree, and even without the tree in the house, he would have closed the house because he wants to watch the house against the law. But he is having both covenants. So according to the Rashi's pshat in the morning Shabbos, so it's mutar in Reis. Whether it's mutar in also not, that is not clear from the Russian of the Rashi. And the Ram says that it's higher house. And the Ram, in other words, a person, a tree enters this house, and all the doors are closed, except one door is open. And then this door outside is open. All the other doors are closed. The tree is in this door. So then, I close the door with two covenants. One covenant is to watch, to lock this door in order to protect it against anybody, and the other covenant is to apprehend the tree. So the Rashi says, it's wood. And then the Rashi is masik on the Rashi. He says, needless to mention the case where it's Amish Mishaber, so then, of course it's also, and it's high also, but even if he wouldn't be mishaber to apprehend the tree, but he knows there is a tree, and he is mishabering only to watch the house, but since he knows that there is a tree, so it's a sequential, he's also high. So the Ram is telling him that. Now, so the question arises, what's the pshat that I put? I mean, how can I say just because he links the kavone of Peta to the kavone of Bisea, so it becomes good there? What's the tact? So the plain pshat in the Rashbam is because of the machlik is a buying hobby tzoch, whether loyev shea belukom mechabe. So loyev shea belukom mechabe, whether it's muta or osa. So Abaye says muta. That's the second motion. Because the first motion is refuted, the more it says muta. But so the second motion, so that looks like the second motion. So according to the second motion is more. So there is a machlokes between a violent mother in the case in the class of failing days. Hanoya born one of the mother, a violent mother, a follower of the soul. After the conversation, the action of the hand on the loss, where you can have gone to the shop, keep the action now the machine goes to this habit, a buyer to a machine. You go back and go to a machine with a way of shit. I'm a little bit of joy. This is the first question. But you know what says to you? I'm the first question. So, that was how it means by the second question. We get out of it. If you have a way to have it, and you buy it in your machine. Way of shit, you can have it, go out to the shop, you can have you. Keep the good way of shit, you can have it. Valley with the machine that was coming from the doors. Keep it out of you. So if the beauty is made at this, if the beauty is made at this, in other words, let's say, suppose the beauty says, One's not allowed to walk out of the rest on Shabbos. Why? He might walk out. Rav Shimon says he doesn't know. If he walks out, he knows what's happening. So when there's a music, he just has to walk out of the rest on Shabbos. Let's say, you walk in certain streets, you want to go home, and you want to use a certain shortcut. So you go through the path. That's a shortcut. But you don't have to go through the path, you can go on the sidewalk. But that will involve a few more minutes of walking. So that's a case of Epsha. The word of Chatham is according to Rav Shimon, in that case it's not there. According to the new day, it's just, but suppose there is no other way to get home. Let's say the sidewalk is blocked off, and you only can go through the path. Through the path. Then even a new day, even a new day will be made. Rabbiuda will be made in Tzvuta. I mean, the question is, what difference? After all, the Machlok between Rabbiuda and Rabshim called the Kuki is a Shaitan in the Reis. So, what difference does it make whether it's Epsha or no Epsha? Then I'm dealing with the case of Pekach Nefesh. Pekach Nefesh, Pekach Nefesh. So, there are no Shaitas. In other words, he cannot go home, so he cannot go home. So what? So he'll stay here. So he will not go home. So the Pshat is, I mean, it's not our union, but the Pshat is, what is the machlekes? Rav Shimon says, Dov Hashem Yischavu. Dov Hashem Yischavu is me. What's the machlekes? So, the Pashkes is, because the Gemara in Chisa says, Asher Yechtavu, Pratu Misasik. Pratu Misasik. In other words, that Misasik is Kota or Kota. So, it's not only a Kitu of Kota. There is a Sotik in Algeria, but it's not our own. So the Pashkes is that Ashayach the Bokhari and Sasek implies not only a Ketur of Kor, it's a Kodim of Marisabe, Misasek is not in Marisabe, except Misasek is Kodim of Marais, but Misasek is not in Marisabe. What would be an example of a Misasek? Now, let's say, Shkidechus. So suppose someone would that two days. One behemoth is a behemoth of Kochim, and then there is a behemoth of Kochim, and I am, you're not allowed to share Kochim the Chutz. Kochim the Chutz. So, but you're allowed to share the Chutz. And if you do share Kochim the Chutz, you're Chayav Kof. If you do it, you're Chayav Chavos. So suppose that the behemoth, one place is the behemoth's Kochim. This is the behemoth's home, and I have the Saki, and I am Mishavein, to share the behemoth's home. But then, absentmindedly, Nishmi to Yode, inadvertently, it's Nishmi to Yode, and instead of cutting the simonim of the behemoth's home, they were followed one to the other, so he cuts the simonim of the behemoth's coach. That would be a case of misakat. So Abdi-Lega says that misakat is only to a call. Abdullah said Misasek is only to a call, but the Maisaveh indeed. Hashem King Abishakeh, so it's Hakoyo Maisaveh. That's what Abdullah said. Shabbos, there is an extra Tosafos of Nuraim Sachsheveh, so it's Hakoyo Maisaveh. Mashem King, in Kola Territory, it's only to a call. Now, with that, he answers the question, why do we need a special Tosafos of Nuraim Sachsheveh, that's all in Kola Territory, there is a lot of Misasek. But that doesn't present any kasha because there are certain kinds of misasek that in Kol HaTerekuna they are not considered misasek. And in Shabbos they are considered misasek. In Kol HaTerekuna misasek is only when you are mishaving to do in Maizehetia. And then it's finished with the Yodei when you do a Maizehisa. But if you are mishaving to do a Maizehisa, a Mishmi to Yodei, and you do another Maizehisa, that's not misasek in Kol HaTerekuna. For example, let's say, when is Misasek if you have two behemoths? A behemoth's kochim, a behemoth's kochim. And you are mishaving to share the behemoth's kochim, Mishmi to Yodei, and you share the behemoth's kochim. That's Misasek. But suppose you have two behemoth's kochim. Two behemoth's kochim. Behemoth's kochim number one, behemoth's kochim number two. And you are mishaving to share the behemoth's kochim number two. And Mishmi to Yodei, and you share the behemoth's kochim number one. Who the higher happens? Let's say if you didn't share. And if you did it amazing, so in the Chayav Kores. So in Kol HaTerekuna, Misasek is only when you are mishaving to Yom HaZeheter. You are mishaving to share the Yom HaZeheter, and Mishmi to Yodei, and you share the Yom HaZeheter. But if you have he was scratching number one and he was scratching number two. And he's having to be the scratching number two. And then he's fishing the other and he's sharp and he's scratching number one. It's not the size of your higher. But he looks like a shadow. So even he's having no Kentino Zoo, the one that they were heard. The one who is having to is also the Chuba. He's still poor. So, I mean, he must be presented in real life. But Rashida says, in Kovatan Kue, Misasri is only two of Ko, but in my Sagrarian case, Machine came, Rabbi Kovatan Shabbos, so it's a good Masagrarian. But there is a riot from the Rambam. Look at the story here. Not what I'm doing. I'm just mentioning it because since I mentioned it tomorrow, I just explained it tomorrow. How can there be a difference between Eshel and Elisha? The new thing says, the machine is having a high quarter of the so that's only by Eshel. But by no Eshel, not. Why no Eshel not? Now, Gemara says, "Hamisasi b'kol v'arayos is chayim." Shechemir. So the Rambam said, "The reality of this is so clear. Haloche. Haloche yibeis. The reality of this is so clear. Haloche yibeis. Habo alevo min harayos. Kimisasi. Ato kishin kavunosi nikah chayim. Yechim chayim avmo bishmiz." So why? Because it's sad. The one baray is a chayav shemir. So the Rambam says, "Bechim chayav lavu mishmir." Omer Avraham, chayav lavu yedati. No, kol menka. So here's the kasha. Every misasik is also shaking. So the male. So the kavi arayes. You understand? Because shaking is chayav lavu. But in shaking, you might say. In Shmidechutz, is Chayim Kom, but Misasik in Shmidechutz is Potter of Kom. So he tells us, Misasik in the Baraya is Chayim, Sheikh of the Mishin, is Chayim Kom, or Abba, well, Sheikh is Chayim Kom, but Misasik in Kolatel Kom is Potter, but Baraya is by Chayim, so is Chayim Kom. Mashiach in Galapo, Shmias is only also the Rabbanon. So how the child to say? How the child to say? Hanulam yedati lo kol minka. What's the significance of a misasi the Hanulam chay? Every misasi is also she. So visually is a kores. So a shame is chayim. But misasi is what else? On barayas misasi is. Mashiach Hanulam. So what is this chayim? There is no calling anywhere. And if it's amazing, so then it's not a misasa. It's not a misasa. It's a very strong kashya. So the Mishna says, what the Rambam means is chayim Hashem. So in other words, the Rambam says, Hamisasa in the Chayim Lavu, Mishmiyes is chayim Hashem. What is chayim Hashem? Chayim Hashem means it's a Ma'isaveh. It's a Ma'isaveh. So why is it a Ma'isaveh, the Rambam says? Because Shechemeh, the implication being that where it's not Nene, where the Ptur of Misasi does apply, so it's not only Ptur of Kol, it's not going by Zabir too. Because if we are going to say, like Fatimeya, that in Kolatel Kol and Misasi is only a Koye of Kol, it's not a Koye of Zabir. So the way that means, So that means that not only Chol Barayis is Chayim Hashemayim, is Chayim Hashemayim. Even in Shchutechut is Chayim Hashemayim. Misasa. So why does he say Shechinele, the business, why is Chayim Hashemayim? It's a Baisabel Shechinele. But if it's not Lele, then it's Potter Hashemayim. Potter Hashemayim means there is no Baisabel. So it's before in the Rambam, not like Hakele. It's before in the Rambam, not like Hakele. It's the only thing we can say, but Kalkileya seems the right of Masik. So the question is, why is the right of Masik? Why couldn't the right of understand that the Shatan Ram of the Hayat is Hayat Shemayim? Maybe the right is the cause of the sheet of Kavishin. All right, I don't know. But anyway, from Rambam it's Nibuyale, some male, we can explain the book there. So this halacha, that the sausage is potter, actually, after the book, part of the sausage, it's a price, it's a mission, it's a price, it's a, and it just happens that Rabbi Yehuda mentions that Roshan, Rabbi Yehuda himself, the same Rabbi Yehuda who says that Roshan is Chavim, is Chayim, he says that Misasim is Chavim. So in other words, so Misasim is Mutka, Maisabe, according to everybody, according to Roshan and according to everybody. Now what does Misasim mean? Misasim means, let's say, Mishavim, two behemoths, a behemoth of Chum and a behemoth of Roshan, he was Mishavim to share the Chums, the behemoth of Chum, he should be Yodek, and the chair, a behemoth of Kochi, so that's not the Maizabeh and the Korin to Rabbi Yehuda. But some day she says, he extended the concept of Misasim. The Doshim Mishavim is also comes with Misasim. In a way, if he doesn't, he is not allowed to walk any hair. But suppose with his hand, he straightens out his hair. So the neighbor, it's also Misasik, it's not Mishavik. Sometimes it works out there, sometimes it doesn't work out there. So the neighbor, it comes with Misasik. Mashenke, that's according to Rashi. Mashenke, the Putin says, what is Misasik if he was not Mishavik with that mice over there? Let's say, you have two babies, a babies of Rashi, and I am Mishavik to share the rules, the babies of food, which to be your day, and inadvertently, the Saki cuts the simoni of the behemish of Kochi. So that's in Sasek. But when a Nozir, when he plucks, when he combs with his hand, his finger, he combs his hair, he knows that there is a possibility of work out here. He's not even in Sasek. And Rakshin says he is in Sasek. So the business why Rakshin says the Nozir is having his mutter, it's not in my Sabera, because it comes with the Misasim. The reason why the Bible says Roshan is Chavim, Zosha, and Mishayim is because it doesn't come with the Misasim. It doesn't come with the Misasim. But if it did come with the Misasim, then the Bible would also be labeled that he's in there. So the Bible, the Bible says, and he said, Roshan is Chavim. If she are aware, does the Bible say that Roshan is Chavim, Zosha, because it doesn't come with the Misasim, if it is, in other words, let's say, he has to go to his home, or he has to go to school, and he has to pass by the bar. And on the bar, so they're doing a maktir incense out there. And then, he'll enjoy the fragrance. So then they even love the ice. He'll be able to love the ice. But he can go to the place, to his destination, not through the bar. He can bypass the bar. But he goes through the bar. So the male, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's Eksha, he can bypass the bar. He is not considered his asset. Mashiach came in the other street. He's blocked off. And the only way to get to his destination is by going through the bar. So then, if it's Roy Eksha, so then, and it's going to happen, so you would again, the beauty would be made there. That is Misasim. So that's why it's here. Anyway, this is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara in Zohar says, there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi in the case of Roy Eksha, the Kongha. Roy Eksha, the Roy Kongha, the beauty is made there. But Roy Eksha, the Kongha, in other words, he cannot go through any other way except through the bar. And on the bar, there is incense. So he decides to be the chaver, to enjoy the fragrance of the incense. So, a limit of Shimon and Tzorki also. But a limit of Yute, so Abaye says, a limit of Yute seems of Yute. Says, Lush is chaver, Lush is Shimon is chaver. If Shalom says, so Mele, if it's Lo Yafshea, you can give this Chavim, it's Mutem. Abai Chavide, the Rolom Olah, Atkan, you can go to the Shem Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Olo Chonda, and Yisrael, Shem Yisrael, Olo Chonda. So according to Abai, the Rolom of Yudah, it's Mutem. If, in other words, he is going to enjoy the fragrance of it. He's going to enjoy it. Even if he will put cotton in his nose, So we still enjoy the potato because it's so strong that you enjoy. But inside, I am going to enjoy the fragrance anyway. And I have to go through that with the mind. So maybe I might as well be happy to enjoy it. So according to Abaya, Rupa Rabiute, it's muta. So what does it mean? In other words, when a certain person does a certain mindset, and even if he did not entail the body there, he would also do that mindset. This person, he would go through the van even if walking through the van would not entail enjoying the fragrance. So remember, since he would do that mindset anyway, so remember, even if he's having to do mindset there, so it's also a problem. Now, so we have to say that the Rashbo has reference the case where, say, the person, even if the tree had not been planted in the house, had not been in the house, he would lock the door in order to watch it against my wife. So this mindset of Giras Hadeles, he would do anything. He'd do anything. Even if the tree hadn't been there. So maybe the Rashbo says, since it's he would do this mindset anyway. So anyway, he's allowed to do it in the Kabone, to apprehend it. So that would be all right if we pass through like a youth, and we pass through like a buyer, so then we could explain that. But first of all, except for the shades, all the shades say that we pass like a sheep, that the ocean is coming, is mutal. And then, and even if we were to assume that the Rashbo agrees with the Pesach and the Shiltes, which he doesn't. But even if the Rashbo agrees with the Shiltes and the Shiltes, that we pass by from you in collateral code, that the Roshim is having, that the Roshim is having his Osea, the Roshim is having his Osea, but here there is a Machoikis in a Bayan Hobbit. Whenever there is a Machoikis in a Bayan Hobbit, I love him by Hobbit, except in Yawakam. This is not one of the Yawakam. So how does the Rashbo say that out? So we said last time, 2 weeks ago, and when that the Rashbo Shita apparently is seen by Shabbos, besides the general thing of the Roshim is having, the special aloha of the last Machshavos. So true, according to Rav Shimon, so if somebody is having Yisrael Heter, it's Lo Yerusha, so it's certainly also, even now with the Jewish in the contrary, that's in collateral code, as I would like, the love of the solitary of Yisrael, we don't know from the Heter, it has been Yisrael. Against the benefit of his own. Mashiach, he got Shabbos in the Dalai Lama, and that's Machshavos. So that's Machshavos implies that it's only Lacha Asuro if the Lacha Shabbos is the primary motivation. But where the Lacha Shabbos is only secondary motivation, he wouldn't close the door. He closes the door primarily because he wants to watch the house against the house. And if he didn't, if the house had been watched against the house, would go. Suppose he had a policeman standing inside the house to watch against the house, then he wouldn't close it. He only closes the door primarily because to watch it against the house. But besides, since I have to do this act anyway, I might as well intend to apprehend the tree as well. So that means that the melacha and apprehending the tree constitutes an act of zbir, of tell, of tzor. So in the middle of the Rashbo Shita is true that in collateral code, so in its voyage, you cannot watch it against the body without the preeminence. It's the action. There is no other way. So in the way, its voyage shall become the habit. So true that we pass like God, that in the code of beauty. And now we have Shino and Abayim's Beidet at its own. But that's a collateral code. But by Shabbos, so Lechas Machshavos implies that there are many alochas in this in Lechas Machshavos. So one of the alochas in Lechas Machshavos is that when it's in Lechas Machshavos, if the meloche is the primary motivation of the person, but if the meloche is only secondary motivation, in other words, only a meloche, that he apprehends the tree. He wouldn't apprehend the tree. He's apprehending the tree, he's mishaping the apprehend the tree only out of work. Coincidentally. In other words, he has to do this act anyway. So anyway, he's mishaping out of work So we took a tree as well. So maybe it's not correct question. That's why the Rashbo says that it's me. Alright. So this is the Rashbo. So maybe according to the Rashbo, so we can understand the Gemara. We can understand the Gemara. The Gemara is the Hezna Bayi. When the Gemara is the Bayi, so the Gemara is the Bayi. If you want to go to the Gemara, that's all Russell, you want to talk to the Gemara. So the question arose, how can the Gemara raise such a question? It all depends what Kabone, the person in question, has. What person, when he's there with us, mitzvah, might have the Kabone, not only the Gemara, but also Rehitzidam, or in another person, does not have that Kabbalah. So how can we ask an Abaye? Let's ask him. Not that the Gemara should ask. So it's still employing, it's an absolute secret, this Abaye. So he said, according to Rashbo, he explained the Gemara as follows. That the Gemara has a Shaila, in the case where his mamish is having. In the case where his mamish is having, returns about. But even if his mamish is having returns about, so it's not his primary motivation. His primary motivation of his act, why is he way of the Osmosis? Why is that so? But, since he's way of the Osmosis anyway, even if he hadn't been so, suppose he had been married in a woman, a Goshen. So, he would have that Kabbalah, he would be veiled in a mitzvah anyway. So, literally, Adabuche, his mischave, also mitzvah Zadah. But that's only a coincidental Kabbalah. The primary Kabbalah is Lama Zadah. So, mainly, it's like the case of the Rashbo, where the person closes the door of the house, and the primary Kabbalah is to watch the house. But coincidentally, Adabuche, he also links another Kabbalah, he injects another Kabbalah. Now, come on. So here too, the primary, the shadow of the Gemara is in regard to the case. Is in regard to the case where he is mischaving also, which is enough. But this, Adamor, that's the secondary motivation. The primary motivation is Lamarzat. So in the middle way, so Gemara has the child. And it could be that the Rashba, that's one of the Mekeres. The Rashba mentions Adam Moker and Yerushalm and Shabbat. But that's also the Moker and Yerushalm is Chidesh, big Chidesh. That if it is happening, it needs to end the head there. So it's root on the rise. Where is the Moker? The Moker is this Gemara. In other words, the Gemara doesn't ask whether what the Mitzias is, whether the person in question is Mishabim and the Satsnei only, or is Mishabim also reach us now. Let's ask him. Why does the Gemara ask that question? One person might be mishaven only on the Satsri, another person might be mishaven each other. But the Gemara is left, the Gemara has a shadow in regard to the case where he is mishaven also each other. But the Kabbalah of each other is only secondary. The primary motivation is the Satsri without considering like the Satsri, pure and simple, or to be considered like a law. In other words, whether we say like the Rashbo or we say like the Rav. And then the Gemara says, if you say like the Rashbo. So that means we say like the Rashbo, not like the Rav. But, what then the question of Isaiah is, so the Gemara is a body that is reference to the case where the Mitzias, the person who wants to be veiled to us meets the Friday night, tells us that he is mishaveh in Chosen Amos. So then, why does the Gemara say, that would only be Shaliach if he's not managed to have it. So then it's totally a little bit of him. But if the Bible is more as well as the case where his money is having it, so then it's not all in the Machlokes of the Machine. So we said last time that actually the Gemara is reference to the case where he is not mischaven mitzvah. He tells us, I won't mischaven on the Sabbath. I'm not mischaven mitzvah. But the Shaila of the Gemara is what the psak, our psak. Somebody comes with the certain apostles and asks us the Shaila. mitzvah. He wants to have the Beras mitzvah, to make the Beras mitzvah on Fireman. And he is determined not to be mischabal on Zazara. He's determined only to be mischabal on Zazara. So the shayla is whether we can pass to him that the Kapril is allowed to make the Beras mitzvah or not. Now, so that shayla is probably another shayla. If we say that in the case where he is having Mitzvah, where he is having Mitzvah over and above the Mitzvah, so then it will involve the Mitzvah that I say. So then the Rabbanon should be also right to right. So then the Rabbanon should be also there. Because why does the Rashba say that if he is having Mitzvah, primarily the Heta, and secondarily, Rehisa. So it's mutab rasa, it's not in the Hashem. But the Dovashim is having a contrabili, it's also in the Rabbanon Hashem. The Kabbalah says one is not allowed to walk and rest, even though Nate says, according to the case with Gilsey, in Jumatak Lamidale, Kabbalah is made that in the Hashem it's mutab walk and rest, because it's not in the Hashem. Still in the Rabbanon Hashem. Why? Because sins, it's only mutab in the Hashem, on the basis of not being like Mashiach, so then the Chachon Maser. So in Melech, if the Aloha had been that in the case where he's mishaving both Kabbalahs, Hanoi Satsmei and Reitzor Sadam, so then it involves in Aloha that I say, so in Melech, in the case where he's only mishaving Lamor Satsmei, it wasn't the Aloha. For the same reason that it's also the Rabbanon Aulim and Yude, when Domeshim is happy. So here too, it would be awesome. It would be awesome with Rabbanon. Not only in general, whenever something is put up with Reinsen by Shabbos, because it's not in Reinsen by Shabbos, so then the Rabbanon is awesome. Even though it's not in Reinsen by Shabbos. It's not in Reinsen by Shabbos. But assuming that in the case where it is having both Rabbanon, it's put up with Reinsen. It's not a Braise, so then it's the Braise. So the Rabbanon will still be Osea. The Rabbanon will still be Osea because like every Rohe that is not like Mashiach is also the Rabbanon. But it would be Mutea in the case where he tells us he's only mishabed to the Heta and nothing. So in other words, the Gemara is reference, the Gemara is Shaila. Whether the Chachilah one is allowed to, the Chosin is allowed to be given to us in the Shabbat. But that, so, the Chachilah is certainly not allowed to be given to us in the Shabbat if he has both. Because then it is certainly a Chachilah in the Rabbanah. But the Chachilah has reference to the case where he tells us he is going to be Mishabel exclusively to the head, unless asked. Not to just now. But whether the Rabbanon is allowed the Chachilah to be able to ask Mitzvah with the exclusive Kabbalah of Anuas, the Satzmeh is totally another child. As to whether in the case where he has both Kabbalahs, would it constitute the Lord of the Rhymes or not? So this is what you want to say. This is what you want to say. You can not play with the Tzorin of Dam Chabulim Elber, Dam Utzor of Yosea, you will understand the Tzorin of Yishor. So the more has a child, whether it's put on a Chabulim to be there with the Tzor, it's not put on a Chabulim with the Tzor. And the more has left us the case where he tells us that he is determined to be the Chabulim of the Satsi, and not the Tzor. But the Shaila is stolen in another Shaila. It's a shayla at the practical level. It's a shayla in the Rabbon. And in the theoretical level, it is totally another shayla, in the Raisa. And in the theoretical level, whether in the Raisa is the case where he is mishaving both Kabbalahs, is it in the Raisa or it's not in the Raisa? If we say in the case where he has both Kabbalahs, it's still not the Raisa. So then, but it's also the Rabbanon. But then, in the case where he has only the Kabbalah there, it's in the Rabbanon. But if we say in the case where he has both Kabbalahs, is where he has both characters. So there, where he has both characters. So something I say, so then in the case where he tells us the only have a couple of hectare, which is just the problem, because maybe he'll be tempted. He'll be tempted to have both covenants. So he'll be tempted to have both covenants. So that's why so Gimore has reference to the case. Gimore Shari is whether we pass in the hospital that is mutatibidil, it's or not. So it goes without saying that the Hakhila is certainly also to be bailed last mitzvah if he has both covenants. Then it goes if he has both covenants. But if we say that in the case where he has both covenants, it's mutamid alse, so then it's mutamid rabono to be bailed last mitzvah with both covenants. But if we say in the case where he has both covenants, covenant of mitzvah, covenant of etta, so it's not something that I say. So then it's not something Rabbanon in the case. Because of the Zera, in the case where he tells us you will only have the Kabbalah of one person. So that's all right, according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, we can explain it more that way. So the question arises, how will the Ram explain it more? Now, I think that according to the Ram, the Abaya of Limore has reference to the case. Limore has reference to the case where he is mishaving only Lamoisati and not the Limitina. And not the Limitina. Now, Limore, so Limore, the mascot of Limore is a culture of Shimitsmuth. Why? Because Lamoisati is mishaving. And then Limore that wrote on the plains, Esikasha Abaya, on the Abaya of the Shimitsmuth, of Lamoisati. Although I work out of the it's not a situation. Why? Because there is a possibility of being bailed to a mitzvah and not be made now. As long as there is such a possibility of being bailed to a mitzvah and not being made now, so it's not a situation. Now, the shadow is this. The ordinary case, the classic example of situation is the case implicit in the worship of situation. Is it possible to chop off the head of the Mokai of the Tzipe or the guy killing the Tzipe? So there is 100%. But suppose it is such a case where it's not 100%. It's 99%. 90%. 91%. 99%. Not 100%. Is it considered a situation or it's not? Is it considered a situation or it's not considered? So, now there is a chuva in the Rebosh. There is a chuva in the Rebosh. In Shalom, the psak is that it's also for a person to comb his hair and shout. And I just want to point out. There are many very pious, allegedly very pious people, Bikanei, who are maki of themselves and to others, for especially for women, to comb the hair with the brush. And this hetera is just a myth. It's an achilles mind. Because we say the Shulchan has reference to combing the hair with the comb. That's a situation. But with the brush is not a situation. Anyone who is knowledgeable in the TS knows that if it's a situation in comb, so it's 10 times a situation in brush. Because if you take, you just can make an experiment today with your own hair. So let's see, if you comb your hair, not only in women, but even men, you don't have so much hair. So if you're using comb on your hair, so you see 2 hairs, 3 hairs, not many. But if you use a brush on your hair, you'll see your fine 10. Well, I performed an experiment, and I'm sure that if you perform that experiment, then that is just an Achilles and I. And those who are making, they know themselves in the depth of their heart that this is just a self-deception. Anyway, so the psalm of Shabbat is that it's osea, to come the Hashem. That's a choice of the Rosh. The Gemara doesn't say that it's osea to come the Hashem. The Gemara mentions it, where did he choose the Rosh there? The Gemara mentions in Nozi. Nozi are thinking from the Paschins, Abel and Seri, Seri the Master. That the Nozi is allowed because we passed by Hashem, so he's allowed to come and say with him, because that wasn't the valid situation, it wasn't the common. Now, so, why? Because it's a situation. It's a situation. So, Chaim Kalik was a contemporary of the Rebosh, so he wrote a Jewish, it's a very old Jewish Rebosh, the Jewish Rebosh. And he was making women to comb their hair and shower. How about the Gemara in Nozer Chilkin in the past days, and the Mitzvah in the past days? So he said as follows. It's a very long truth. One of the reasons of the Chaim Kalik was that the reason is why there is a distinction between Nozer and the normal person, because Nozer never cut his hair. So it is execration. It's 100%. If you have a lot of hair, abundance of hair, so it's execration. If you comb it well, you are bound to block out. Mashaiki, one who is not in Osiria, one who is not in Osiria, so he doesn't have so much hair. So it's not 100%. And so the kind of lipo in the children of the Rosh says, as long as Ahas Miao, he doesn't look out there, so maybe it's not his fault. And the Rosh, he rebukes him for being Matia, Chil Shabbos, so he says, he doesn't matter. So he says that even though Ahas Mielov, the Hulapoches. So, Ahas Mielov switches once in every 1,000 switches. So, you don't pluck out a single hair, but it's still a situation. In other words, what's the machloke between the Chaim Kalik? And the Rebosh? In other words, the Chaim Kalik. When is it considered situation with Hamilton? Of course, it goes without saying, according to Rashi Shite means that since it's possible to pour Yain under the Mizbeach with deep in Zakins, and then to not entail an extinction of the fire on the Mizbeach. So even if he pours the Yain with deep in Zakins, where it does necessarily entail a keyboard, the fire is there, so it's new there. So of course, so we explain first time the sheet of Rashi, then that's the sheet of the Rashi too, that the sheet of the Rashi says that not only the pshat and stretchy, that it's not two separate mice, it's one mice, but if it's possible to do mice number one without entailing mice number two, so then it's two different mice. Then the sheet of Rashi. So it goes without saying, because the Rashi, when is it situation only if it's 100%? But if it's 99%, even 99.99999%, if it's not 100%, so then you cannot say it's the same mice. When can you say is the same mice saying it's 100%? In other words, you cannot separate the mice of killing the Tzipeya from the mice of chopping off the head. But if it's possible, once in 1,000 times, to chop off the head of a tzipeh without killing the tzipeh, so there is the different mice. So it goes without saying that according to Rashi, in order to be a tzipeh, it must be 100%, not 99%. But most of the shame do not agree with the sheet of Rashi. And we have another pshat in the tzipeh, it's a special halacha, that if one is mishaven to mice number one, then mice number one necessarily obtains mice number two, so the carbonic that he had And Meister and Bohr is a tutor that is the shackle to Meister and Bohr. So there we can consider, of course, maybe it's still necessary to that it should be 100%. But mostly only not. Only 100%. Or maybe if usual Meister and Bohr entails so then the Kabbalah and Meister and Bohr is considered as a Kabbalah and Meister and Bohr, even if it's not the 100%, even if not. So I think that in other words, well, according to what I'm saying now, so even though the Rivosh passed, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the Rivosh passed, that it's also to come there on Shabbos, but it will not be involved in the Loch and Heist. It won't be just in our time, but there was matter the Hakira to come. So the Rebosh rebuked him. And this is exactly what we know, not at time, but like the Rebosh. But in the Loch and Heist, and the Goita also says that it doesn't involve the Loch and Heist. Coming here on Shabbos does not involve Loch and Heist. And then, I don't want to go into it, but there is a ayah from the Rambam in the Zeres that there is no Melochet HaZeh, because the Rambam in the Zeres says that Nozim Chitri Pum Fasfeit Avorim Zeres Shedibadim Yisir HaZeh